President Bush continues to put pressure on Congress to approve his tax cut plan. Again today, he's appealing to an audience to contact lawmakers and demand a tax cut package like the one he's proposed. He has a reputation for rough-and-tumble politics, and he's been called the cowboy president. A play has opened in Paris, George Bush or God's Sad Cowboy. Commentator Baxter Black is a cowboy. He says it takes a certain kind of person to receive this name.
I received phone calls during the heat of the Iraqi war from the urban media, and their question inevitably was, what do cowboys think of the politicians and media pundits using the term cowboy to describe President Bush and his posse? Well, my first thought was, it's a compliment. But what do you expect me to think? Well, by way of explanation, it is useful to understand the cowboy mentality. And by the way, you do not have to be wearing a hat and boots to have this mentality. It is best demonstrated by this little joke. I want you to follow along, but if you're driving, keep one hand on the wheel. Number one, place your right hand, palm facing you, 2 inches in front of your nose. Come on, you can do it. Number two, repeat after me. Bet you can't hit my hand before I move it. Okay. Now, try and imagine the people you know who fit this description. Certain qualities come to mind. Naivete, belligerence, bravery, lack of subtlety, see things in black and white, make quick decisions, doesn't ponder the consequences. These are the kind of people who will cut off their nose to spite their face. They're easy to play poker with. They are not duplicitous. They don't bluff. This description is not to impugn their intelligence. It's just that their heart or their righteous indignation can override the voice of caution. What notable figures fit into this definition of cowboy? Well, to me, Theodore Roosevelt, Senator Robert Byrd, Sir Edmund Hillary, Attila the Hun, Harry Truman, Ralph Nader, Sonny Liston, Ted Williams, Ronald Reagan, Oprah, Eleanor Roosevelt, and George McGovern. Predictable. Steadfast, obdurate, stubborn, reactionary, call your bluff kind of people. You notice neither Saddam Hussein nor George H. Bush is on the list. They were negotiators, players of the odds. So circumstances occurred that provided the free world with a cowboy president of the United States at the same time that Al-Qaeda blew up the Twin Towers, Saddam Hussein smugly held the UN at bay, North Korea was flexing its muscles, and Iran was debating its next move. The right man for the job or the wrong man? Depends on whether you ask the Iraqis or the French. All I know is that there are times when you need a cowboy, and he or she comes with baggage. Here, bet you can't hit my hand before I move it.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian, Baxter Black.